I can point to the very day that I knew I wanted to become an actor. When I was about 12 or 13 years old, growing up in New Mexico, I went to a movie. I went to the Treasure of Sierra Madre that was directed by John Huston. And since I knew then that I wanted to be an actor, you'd think I would have become a fan of the actors, Humphrey Bogart, Tim Holt, or Walter Huston, but I didn't. I became a fan of John Huston. And I'm delighted to say in the last year of John's life, I actually got to be friends with him, got to know him, and actually got to play poker with him. John was dying of emphysema, and he loved poker. He thought you could learn more about a man by playing poker with him than any other way. And so he used to invite four or five of us over to his house of an afternoon, and we would go and play poker until he got tired. He would bring in a meal, and we had some of the most wonderful, deep conversations I've ever had for that full last year. Then we would play for another 20, 30 minutes, and then until he got tired, and then we'd go home. And that last year just meant the world to me. And the very night that he died was so dramatic that I wanted to write a song about it. And here's the thing. We were supposed to be having an Irish wake. So John and Maricela were in this other room, but you see, John loved songs of the Mexican Revolution. So they were there in that room. Instead of us out being in there, instead of us playing Irish tunes, we were playing Mexican tunes. And I don't know if it was the songs we were playing or what, but at one point, John opened his eyes, and he turned to Maricela, and he said, "Do we have enough rifles?" And she said, "Yes, John, we have plenty of rifles." So he sort of drifted off, and then he opened his eyes again, and he said, "Yes, but do we have enough bullets?" And she said, "Of course, John, we have plenty of bullets." So he took her hand, and he held it up, and he said, "Then give them hell." And those were his last words. And so when I was writing the song, I wanted to put a bit of a flavor of the Mexican Revolution on there. But I didn't put a Mexican revolutionary song on there. I remembered an old folk song that I'd learned in high school or college called El Burro. And it was about a town in Mexico that was so poor that they only had one burro for the entire town. The burro did all the work. And when the burro died, the town gave him a funeral. And I just thought John would love the irony of being associated with a funeral song for a jackass. Ya se murió el burro, que aquí arriba la vinagre. Ya lo llevo de usted esta fine miserable. Que tu ru 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 ru. 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 He loved the game of poker, that's how I knew him best. By that time he was older, there was a cloud upon his chest. And if he won or lost, his expression never changed. John was a student of the game. He wasn't much of a husband, he was married to his work. There were millions who loved him, and a precious few he hurt. He was a man of vision, who saw the world in frame. John was a master of the game. And I saw Sierra Madre when I was just a kid. Somehow I had to find out how he did the things he did. His red badge of courage, his African queen. He taught me about life, casting shadows on the screen. No full house for showing the night John Huston died. Just faithful Maricela sitting by his side. He found her hand and he raised it high, the champ at the final bell. Last thing John said was give him hell. And I saw Sierra Madre when I was just a kid. Somehow I had to find out how he did the things he did. His red badge of courage, the man who would be king. He taught me about life, casting shadows on a screen. He loved the game of poker. That's how I knew him best. By that time he was older, there was a cloud upon his chest. And if he won or if he lost, his expression never changed. John was a student of the game.